All right, welcome back to our Training Day podcast. I got my man Depo Adesina on with me today, and this man has been all over the country giving presentations on personal branding and cash value, life insurance, financial literacy matters, and been crushing it. I mean, I've watched him now two times in the last 3 or 4 months, and every single time he provides a ton of value and a ton of swag. So I think it was long overdue to get him on the podcast. Depo, my man, how you doing today, bro?
Yeah, I'm doing phenomenal. I appreciate the opportunity. Come on board.
Well, we're happy to have you. And you've provided a ton of value everywhere I've seen you and everywhere you've been. Give us a little backdrop on your journey and how you kind of got to FFL and like how you started thriving inside of this concept of cash value life insurance and, you know, financial literacy matters. Was there something prior to this that sparked that, or did you find your way into this and find your lane?
Yeah, absolutely. So financial literacy has always been my thing. But when it comes to life insurance, it was something that I was introduced to back in 2021. But, you know, like most people, I wasn't really trying to hear about, life insurance per se. But the, you know, my business partner who introduced me to the industry came to me with Index Universal Life, IUL. And to me, basically, it just made sense, right? That you're able to leverage your life insurance policy while you're still alive. So that was like what piqued my interest into the industry. I started with another company, so it wasn't with Family First Life. But unfortunately, things didn't work out too well, right? From, you know, just everything, compensation, the leadership, and, you know, my partner now with FFL told me about, you know, Family First Life. And, you know, when I looked at the opportunity, the whole nine yards, it made sense. And I made that transition, I believe it was in March 2022. And, you know, the rest, you know, history from there.
Got it. So it's been almost 2 years.
Yeah.
And so what was your evolution like? How did you start? And then what did you start doing when the light kind of came on?
Sure. So for me, I wasn't used to dialing. You know, I think that was the big thing with Family First Life. I remember when I came on board, I bought like, I want to say like $60 worth of leads. It had to be like maybe 10. I called like three of them and I said, yo, this is not for me, man. And I haven't dialed since. But once again, huh?
You haven't dialed since?
Like calling, like cold call, like no, right? So I think for me, when I look at my background, as far as like my experience in financial literacy, I looked at IUL and kind of saw like some things I could easily share with the public, right? So I decided to take the approach of educating people as opposed to trying to sell. And, you know, created my very first content, I think it was on December 23rd, 2021, went viral. And that was like the beginning of, you know, me officially creating content to educate people on cash value policies.
So you haven't bought leads then? Since yeah, that
my
time.
My business has been 100% organic. Now, Today, because I run ads now mainly for my team so that they can have, you know, people to dial. But I feel like for me, my success definitely came from generating organic leads. And when I first started, man, I was getting 20, 30 leads per day because nobody was talking about this stuff as much as they are now. You know, so that was overwhelming. But now I've kind of created systems to manage the whole situation.
That's good, man. That's great. What platforms are you using to generate leads?
I use TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook.
This is a post? Are you putting money behind a post like this, or is it an ad?
Nah, so these are just organic content. So every content that I put out there has the potential to generate some level of lead, right? So, I mean, obviously, I don't always put out content talking about life insurance. You know, there needs to be a balance, right? Because if somebody sees you posted constantly about the same thing, once they purchase a product, they don't have to come back to you again. So from a value standpoint, I try to add as much value outside of life insurance. So that way, when I create that content, you know, it sticks and people can kind of connect with it.
Makes sense. So give me an example. Let's say TikTok. You're on there. You shoot yourself or does someone shoot you?
I shoot myself.
Okay. And you know what you're going to talk about prior to shooting, yes?
Correct.
And do you have a specific amount of time that you typically want to shoot?
So initially, when I first started, what I would do is to bring like maybe 7 different outfits into my office, turn on the camera, and just create content, just rotate. So I was having a lot of content going out. To date, you know, things are quite busy for me, so I don't create as much as I used to. So I can just be on TikTok and see a video, and I just get inspiration off of that, and boom, I create something within like 20 to 30 minutes and put it out there. So now it's more impromptu as opposed to initially when I first started, where I just intentionally block out, you know, 2 to 3 hours just to create content, and then boom, start editing and pushing it out there.
Makes perfect sense. Now, you said your first video went viral. What does that mean? Like, what when you say viral, to like define that for us, and then give us an idea of like what did that do for you, confidence wise? What did that do for you from a, you know, sales perspective? How did that go?
Yeah, so viral basically means that it had a ton of hits. A lot of people watched the video. I wasn't expecting it because I never had a video go viral before, at least on these 3 platforms. So when I did that and I saw the response that I got from it, other agents that I didn't know at the time took the same video, they shared it, got millions of views. That kind of gave me the impression that this is where I needed to put in, you know, all my energy to really start building and create more content to educate people. And, you know, from that point on, I mean, like I said, the leads never stopped flowing in on a daily basis. And I was doing like 3 to 4 apps per day, right? You know, obviously, like I said, I have to create systems to kind of manage that. But, you know, that was my entry into, you know, the content creation space for life insurance. And since then, I haven't looked back.
Wow. So a lot of organic leads.
Correct.
20 to 30 leads a day off organic content?
Yep.
That's crazy.
And well, so that was back then though, right? Mm-hmm. So you have to think about it. We're going on 2 years now. So obviously a lot of content creators are now coming into the space, you know, talking about IULs. So that kind of scaled back as far as like the lead flow, but it's still consistent enough for me to still be able to produce at a high level.
And so the people that you're talking to, what are they interested in?
So they're interested in the concept of being able to use their life insurance while they're still alive, right? They're interested in the idea of being able to protect their money without being exposed to market volatility, right? We have people who are also interested in the whole idea of building generational wealth. Because when you think about life insurance, at least the way it was being sold before, it was more so when you pass away, right? And people that you don't know, maybe your kids or whatever may get the, you know, payout, but it wasn't painted in a way where you can use it as a system to continue to build generational wealth once you're gone. So my strategy is to educate people on how to use the living benefit aspect of it, but equally important, how do you build it in such a way where it impacts your children and your children's children, if that makes sense.
Right. And so in a organic post or post that maybe comes across as an ad, would that be fair or no?
No, it doesn't. So if it did come off as an ad, you won't get a lot of engagement.
Got it.
Right. So it has to look and feel natural. Got to it. Come off as, you know, an organic post.
Okay, cool. Can you give us an example of an organic? Give us like, you have so many of them. Just give us one that you might have used in the past that has worked.
I posted one like 2 days ago. It was very simple. It was just an image with a background, and it had the writings on the screen where it basically talked about a 35-year-old female, if she put away $250 a week into a cash value life insurance policy, by the time she get to retirement, she can have, I think, like $80,000 in tax-free retirement for the next 25 years. That, you know, I mean, I think it's probably at 20-something thousand views now. And just off that one video, the very following day, I was able to get a sale off of that. I mean, I can't put out numbers, but it was pretty, you know, I was able to help. Let me put it in this term. I was able to help 25 families. Let me put it that way. Off that one off that one policy.
I'm bugging right now. This is TikTok?
This Instagram.
It's Instagram.
But I take the same content, though, and post it on all three platforms. So now leads are coming in because you have different types of audiences on all these platforms.
Yes.
Right. So you're able to attract different types of people, age bracket, the whole nine yards.
That's tight. So 20,000 views, let's just say. You helped 25 families with that ad. What else is that ad producing for you right now? Did that ad produce anything else?
Well, yeah, you definitely gained tons of followers. I mean, when I first started posting, as of, you know, really if you started from December 2021 till now, when I really, really started posting, my following on Instagram was 1,500, right? 1,500 people. Today is at 202,000. Right. Partly due to the educational piece, talking about life insurance, mixing with other value content. But, you know, I think posting and educating people has been very transformational because a lot of people just don't know. I didn't know about IUL. I didn't know about cash value until somebody told me about it. Right. So social media gives you that platform to be able to take what you know and share with people who don't know. And once people perceive you as an expert in any field, the following just kind of erupts from there.
Yeah, I see that. Looking at your Instagram right now, I mean, this is insane. I love it, man. This is dope. And this Appreciate is all it. Passion.
I was actually getting ready to post another video before we hopped on the podcast, but I definitely make that happen once I get off.
I love it, man. So how often do you post?
I try to do at least once a day, maximum three times a day.
All videos?
Yeah, all videos. It has to be moving images. So it's all videos, yeah.
Let's get into it. So obviously you're using social on a day-to-day basis. Are you posting the same amount of times on Instagram as TikTok or Facebook, yes?
Yeah, it's the same thing. So whatever I post on Instagram, I post on all other platforms. But most of my videos are getting more traction primarily on like Instagram and Facebook now as opposed to TikTok because a lot of things have changed on TikTok. So it takes a while now for your video to go viral. Unlike before, you post a video, you can get like 1 million views, 2 million views, right? But today, like you have to be very creative, put in a lot of work to kind of get that type of response now.
Got it. All right, so you're very much into the financial literacy space. Break that down. What exactly does that mean? And how does that unfold when you're communicating with your clientele base?
So, I mean, financial literacy is really just about teaching people how money works, right? How to earn it, right? How to make it grow and how to keep it. Those three elements are very important. And a lot of people know how to earn money, but not too many people know how to keep and protect their money. You know, because when you earn money, there's so many things calling for your attention to take that money from you. And we live in a consuming society, meaning that we're programmed to buy and not produce. You know, so my job really, man, is really just to educate people on how to understand the totality of money. So that way you're not constantly just, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul and living paycheck to paycheck.
That's strong. I mean, that's going to punch and kind of stream and flow anywhere, right? I'm in a very similar space in my church and, in, you know, obviously in, as a life insurance agency owner slash producer. And not enough people know about money.
Facts.
Let's be honest. Most people are afraid of it. You know, most people are afraid of things with power they don't understand. Money is very powerful.
Yeah.
It can be used for good. It could be used for evil. It could be, but it, you know, it's agnostic. Like it takes on the form of its owner.
Very true.
And you're over here teaching about, you know, how to make it, how to protect it and keep it. And to be living in that space, you're going to have, you know, from an honest standpoint, you're going to have a lot of people that are interested in that, because not a lot of people are talking about it in a way that, you know, allows people to keep it.
Absolutely. I think
a lot of people talk about it in a way where they can earn it. And then you have a lot of earning it really fast.
Mm-hmm.
Can you speak about those three things? Earning it. Well, earning it fast. I don't care what you have to say about that. Earning it. And then keeping it.
Yeah. So when you talk about earning it, obviously, you know, most people already have a source of income, right? Which is their job. My responsibility, or what I try to do for the most part, is teach people how not to rely on just one source of income, right? Because we all know, I mean, living in this country, if your primary source and your only source is your job, the chances are you're not going to make it financially. So I aim at teaching people, how do you put yourself in the position to create multiple streams of income, right? So when you talk about multiple streams of income, I'm not even necessarily talking about getting a second job, right? Because you're still working for it. But how do you leverage your skill set? How do you leverage your talent? How do you leverage your experience to now offer value to people in exchange for money? You know, so those are the things that I focus on as to putting you in a position to be able to add value to people and turn that value into money. The other component of earning is, how do you put your money to work? You know, which a lot of people don't know. You know, we have a lot of people who, well, not even a whole lot, a handful of people who are good at saving money, but I've never known anyone who saved money to become wealthy, right? So how do you now put your money into vehicles to either start a business or to invest in the market and let your money grow and compound over time? So those are foreign language that a lot of people are not used to. So that's kind of what I kind of, you know, focus on that standpoint. And then when you talk about protecting your money, to me, it's all about knowing and understanding what you're putting your money into, right? And to your point, how cash value life insurance policy kind of flows into all this, that's why I'm able to now show people, hey, listen, you can earn the money, but what type of vehicles can you put it into to protect it so that way you're not subject to losses at all time, right? So that's why I kind of weave in cash value life insurance policies from a protection standpoint, you know, to help you protect your money and grow your money, you know, long-term.
Got it. And you mentioned, you know, having a team. Are you actively building?
I recently just started. So my first year, yeah, I remember when I first came on board, you know, I told my upline, Kamal, he was like, yo, I start you off at this percentage. Said, well, I mean, it was unheard of from where I was coming from, you know, that people were made, you know, they were starting off at that type of percentage. And I said, wait, so if you start me off here, as long as I produce, I make money. He was like, yup. So for literally for like my first year and a half, I didn't want to talk to anybody, man. Like I would come in my office and all I simply did was create content and wrote business. That was it. You know, so I wasn't interested in recruiting, none of that. But over time, I saw the value as to using this opportunity to help other people who wanted to create, you know, side income and to also help them build as well. You know, so I think it was like mid last year that I intentionally became, you know, it was mid last year that I became intentional about now building to help other agents to also achieve some level of success.
Got it. And so, with your strategy, Because I can see how you can go and get intoxicated on creating content and helping families. Boom, bang, 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 bang. Because there's something about the lead that's coming in, the quality of a lead that's coming in, and then the amount. And so there's always going to be an outlet to go, oh, I need to call four more. And those four aren't like just four dials. Those are like, if they pick up, this might go.
Facts.
And so there's a draw. There's an insatiable draw to not putting down that lead or that phone for that type of lead. And then there's the, I can make this and hand some of these out to agents on my team, which is a graduation period, you know, where the draw is not pulling you in. It's actually, you're actually taking the energy and going and dishing it now while still utilizing. So you have to, at some point, find out what's good for you and then the ability to then serve the masses. And so how did you get to that place? How did you get to that place?
Having more than enough. If they're like, you know, you can't feed somebody else if you haven't yet eaten, you know what I mean? So, but no, I think that was it for me, because to be honest with you, man, I was overwhelmed to the point where I started stressing out, because I couldn't physically or human, it wasn't humanly possible to reach out to everybody. You know, so at that point, it made sense to now look for people within the team who were qualified enough, meaning that they understand the product, they have people skills, great communication skills, and now start funneling those leads through them, right? So that's how I was able to start helping my team. Now, I had, you know, a reasonable number of people on the team, but everybody wasn't getting leads. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you need to be qualified. You need to understand what you're talking about before you get on the phone with the clients. So I think that was like the point for me that, you know, once I realized that I couldn't do it by myself, I got to start helping other folks. And I just started to feed everybody else on the team.
You're doing great things, man. You're doing great things. Appreciate you. Love your presentation. Love your communication style. Very clear. Just goes through people and they can absorb it.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
And yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think we're just getting started, like, with what you can bring to the table from a teaching standpoint. So I'd love to have you back on here as a guest and kind of start digging into some of the processes.
Absolutely.
Because I'm sure there's, I don't know if you're doing a one-call close or a two-call close.
When I get on the fire, I try to shoot for that one-call close, man.
Really?
Yeah, right, so that's always the goal.
We got a ton to uncover here. My man, Depo, appreciate you, brother. You're killing it, man. And I know you're trying to help 1,000 families this year on your own pen. So that's significant. And that changes the game in a lot of ways. How much, before parting shot, how much has Family First Life and this industry changed your life?
Oh, man, it's a 180 like degree turn, right? I don't want to say 360 because you're back to the same point. It has literally changed everything, to be honest with you, financially, the team, just learning so much from other people, things I didn't know before. It has changed not just my life, my family, you know, and that's why now I'm very aggressive in trying to get other people to see this opportunity and how life-changing it could be if they take it seriously. But yeah, man, it's, this has been one of the best financial decisions I've ever made in my life. Let me put it that way. So, yeah. And that's not an understatement either, right? So.
Doesn't get stronger than that, man. Again, appreciate you dropping gems here on our Training Day podcast. We definitely need to get you back on, Depo. Appreciate you.
Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate you.
You too, man. God bless. Thank y'all for listening. Peace out.